Devin, good morning.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey,
how
Devin,
you,
what's up,
how
buddy?
You doing?
I'm doing all right.
Listen, let's talk about last week briefly. I'm sure you're already on to Denver and Sunday night, but you know, if you did what was done to Gronk, you expect to get called?
Oh, that's a tough situation. I think, like you said, more of our focus is on Denver. We can't really harp on Monday night or we'll go in there and get killed Sunday night.
Yeah, but I mean afterwards, I mean, Tom Brady was pissed. He must have been somewhat angry about that call.
Yeah, I mean, you're mad after every game you lose.
So Wes Welker, he arrives back and provided that he plays concussion-wise. How do you think the Gillette fans treat him? You think he gets booed or standing ovation for Wes?
I think they'll have a standing ovation for him. He put in a lot of great years here and was a hard worker. So I think the fans will appreciate that, and I expect him to be out there Sunday.
You're going to examine his hair? You know, he had some work done by Dr. Yeah. Leonard. I don't know if you're going to take a look at that up close and see how it was.
No, I'll pass on that. I'll see him with his helmet on.
Yeah, right. Hey, Devin, I want to ask you, the Fritz Pollard Alliance made it public yesterday that and the group is actually led by ex-NFLers Harry Carson and John Wooten. They want to they want the NFL to get rid of the some players that use the N-word during the game, and they're asking the league to eject a player and then fine the player if an official hears somebody throwing out the N-word. How do you feel about that, and do a lot of players use the N-word during games?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to, you know, what guys are saying as far as the N-word, but I mean, I don't know. I think that would be pretty tough for the refs to try to, you know, see who's saying what on every play and trying to eject them and all that. You know, sometimes there's games where there's a lot of talking going on where guys are going back and forth, and then there's some games where, you know, you really don't hear anything, so... You know, to try to put the ref in a position to make a decision like that, I think it'd be very tough.
Do you, you know, there's a lot of evidence that Peyton Manning oftentimes does not play well here at Gillette. Do you think that's a factor going in? I mean, he even acknowledged it this week that it's a tough place for him to play. Do you think that's a factor going into Sunday night, Devin?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things where it could be or it won't. You know, you don't know. I think our job, you know, on defense is to try to continue to make it tough for him to play. But I know my rookie year, you know, we gave him a tough first half, and then the second half he came out and was really on fire. So the hardest thing about playing him is playing him for 60 minutes. You know, even if you confuse him a little bit in the beginning and able to make some plays, he's the kind of guy that usually regroups, figures things out, and can really get it going. So we got to really play the whole game for four quarters.
Is there a bigger wine bag, though, in the NFL than Peyton Manning?
I don't know. I'm not into all that. I know he's a great quarterback.
He's a great quarterback.
Dev's our guy, man. He can't set Dev up like that.
Do quarterbacks that whine get more calls? Because Peyton Manning goes out there and is in the ref's face every single game. Does he get more calls?
I don't know, probably, but I mean, I think a lot of the quarterbacks are like that now.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as game planning, Dev, you know, with all the injuries and everything like that, obviously, Logan Ryan's going to get some more time. Kyle Arrington's going to be in there. Are you guys, has there been a specific game plan to get after Peyton? Or as far as, you know, getting some hands on him because he's got the bad ankle?
I mean, I don't think the ankle, you know, would be the reason. I think anytime you play him, really any great quarterback, you can't just let him sit in the pocket because they'll pick you apart. So definitely want to get to him and, you know, try to hit him, sack him if possible. But still, even if we can't get to him, he gets rid of the ball pretty fast just to apply some pressure to him and have guys in his face can sometimes affect him throwing the ball. And no quarterbacks like guys at their feet or right in their face, so we got to try to get to them and make it tougher for them to make some of those throws.
Did you get a chance to check out the Gronk rap video?
The Gronk rap? No. Gronk has a rap video?
Yeah, I mean, he's on the intro. I mean, you got to check it out, Devin, or talk to him about it today.
I'll probably make fun of him because I doubt he's rapping good.
Well, at the beginning, he's got. I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, I.
Well, he has the one line.
He's got a couple lines at the start.
He's smart. Kept it simple.
Hold on. Let me. I'll play it for you before you go, Devin. Take a listen to this.
It's crack. It feels good to be bad.
What do you think?
I don't know. That sounds all right. Grunt might have a career after football.
I think he does. Yeah, career after football. Yes, you're right. All right, Devin. Good luck on Sunday. All right, thank you. There's Devin McCourty.